Maseches Kiddushin is all about Erisin, and Maseches Ksubis is all about Nisuin. And what are the differences on the level of the Rice between Erisin and Nisuin? There are many. So the Gemara rattles off three. Liyosha, the Tamil, the Hoffman, the Derech. We discussed whether Liyosha is the Raisa, the Rabbanon, Machlekes HaTanoi, Machlekes the Ramam, the Raivid. And the Tamil also, the Ramam came up with an Einfall that the coin is Matamil Ishtoi, is only with the Rabbanon. Where did he even get that? At least the Yosha, there's a machlokes satana. Well, by Yosha Sish, there's the Raisa Drabban. But with Tamila, where did he find the machlokes satana? So we said over previously, I didn't say it yesterday, we said over previously, the Ragat Shova thinks that it's totally in the machlokes by Yerusha. What's the Shaila? What about Yosha Sish, there's the Raisa Drabban? Shaila is once the wife dies, so they're not married anymore, so it's not a relative. My father died, my mother died, says my father, my mother, just because they died, the relationship doesn't end. But when a couple is married and the wife dies, so they're not married anymore. So that's why the Rambam paskens that Abal Yerusha's sister is only the Rabbon. How can it be the Raisa after she dies? It's not his wife anymore. If he divorces his wife and then she dies, so he doesn't get the Yerusha, because at the time she died, she wasn't married to him. So if she dies without divorcing, also, once she dies, she's not his wife anymore. So the Rogachova says, since that's the reason, because ain't Ishus Lachamisa, ain't Shevis Lachamisa, that's the reason why the Rambam Paskan like the Tana that Abal Yerusha Sishta is only the Rabbanon. So the Rambam thought the same should apply to Rakoim and Tamilish. How can that be there? I said, so it's only the Rabbanon. So he took the Gemara. The Gemara only said, the Raivid Tana is against the Rambam. What is he talking about? The Gemara says, Asuo Kemes Mitzvah. The Chachamim declared that we consider the wife as if she were a Meis Mitzvah. Mor says it on one particular case. When the Kohen is Metame Leishtoi, then he's only married to her mid the Rabbanon. She was married Nisus Aida Ima V'Acheho. She was a Yisema, the father passed away. And then the mother or the older brothers married her off to this husband. So she's only married mid the Rabbanon to the husband, not married Min HaTorah. Nonetheless, the Braisa says the Kohen is Metame. So the Gemara says, how can it be? But it's an Issa deraisa. How can you have a heta the coin is matame because they're married midirabonim? But any kach you have chacham like a dov menator bekumbi. I say so to that. The Gemara says asuah kemeis mitzvah. Whatever that means, that sounds also like yesh kach like a bekumbi. I say bedavra adoima. That's what the Chazon Ish didn't like that. He said you got to reinterpret the Taisus. How can you say like that? But that's what it sounds like. So the Rambam took that idea in the Gemara and he said it applies to every case. Every husband is matam, every kohen whose wife dies, the husband is matam, the other wife. It's only mitzvah rabban asuah kemeis mitzvah. So the rabbi says that's not what it says in my Gemara. My Gemara only says it in that rare case where the wife is only married to him mitzvah rabbanon. She was a yisayim a ktana, he siyua ima v'yachel. But in a regular case where they're married min haTorah, so the rabbi thinks the husband is matam min haTorah. So the Rogachava thinks that that's lushitosim. The rabbi holds that abal yerusha sishta is the raisa. So therefore, not that he holds that there is Ishus Lahamisa, he holds that the last second while a person is alive, that's when the din of Yerusha sets in. So they're still married. So she's still alive, they're still married. So the last second, that's when the Chiyuv Letamilo is Chal. The Chiyuv Avelus is Chal. As the person is about to die, then the Chiyuv Avelus is Chal. Anyway, so the Yerusha is a machlokes for the Raisa de Rabbanon. The Tamilo is the Rambam came up with a Chiddush. That it's only made the Rabbanon and the Raivid is Masik. No, it's their Isa, they're Zayin Krovim. The Rambam holds there are only six Krovim in Atur. And the Huff and the Derev, that's really their Isa. that's in Chumash, in Parshas Matos. If she's an Arusa, then the Balkan, the Oris can only be made for Mishutus with the father. If she's an Iraham or Rasa, if she's a Bulgaris, she's Yotze Mishus Avi already. But if she's an Iraham or Rasa, then that's the name of the perek, the end of the Dharma. Nair Hamarasa Aviya Baila Mefirim Nidara. You need a hafora b'shutfus. And if she's in the sewer, then the Baal is made for the Nidara all by himself. So that's a real difference on the level of the rice. Fine. So the Gemara had the Shaila. If you Mekadish B'biya, do you still have to do something later to make the Nisuin? What do you say? No. That's how you'd normally, if you Mekadish B'kes, Mekadish B'star, then you do B'ya. So the B'ya creates the Nisuin. So if you Mekadish B'biya, so you slide in, you have both. You have the Erisin with the Nisun Bebasachas. That was the Gemara Safi. Yeah, according to the Rambam, that Bia, the shame, Nisun accomplishes Nisun, but you understand the Safi Gemara very well. Bia should be Nisun Ois and not just Erisin Ois. So what does the Gemara say? So that's the Shaila, Mai, what's the Din? I'm the Kaddish Bebia. Does it make nisuin? It does already make erisin. So Gemara says, Rabbi Toshma, it brings the right from the Mishnah in the middle of Ksubis, daf nevov. Abzaka bebita bekirushet bekesef bishtar bebia. Father has the right to marry off his daughter if she's a ketana or a naira. Once she becomes a bogeres, she's already yisoy mevachayavi, even though the father is alive, but she's not bishusa anymore. He can no longer marry her off. But kozman that she's still a ketana naira, the father has a right. How do you know he has a right? Because the pasuk says it's bitin asat elisha zeh. So he's the balabos to marry her off. The same pasuk is bitin asat elisha zeh. He's the balabos to marry her off. He's also the balabos to be mekabel get on her behalf. Same one, whoever is the bailus on the issues to make the kedushin is the bailus on the gerushin to be mekabel get. V'zaka b'mitziyosa, the father is entitled to get the mitziyah if his daughter walking down the street, a ketana or naira, and she finds $1 million, a treasure, so it has to go to the father. That's a pasuk in Chumash somewhere, that's a din deraisa. Gemara said that's a din derabbanan. That's mishum eva. The father is supporting his little children. So he takes out money from his paycheck to buy them food and clothing and nice bed to sleep in and everything. And then she walks down the street, she finds a treasure of $1 million. She's going to keep it. So the father's going to be upset. I'm spending so much money on mezainis and everything. The father's not really mechuyev in mezainis of the little children. But the normal parents support their children. So the daughter's not going to give them the mitzvah, it's going to be eva. So they made a takana mishum eva. So zaka b'mitziyasa, that line is only the rabbanu. But ma'isi adeho, that's a din deraisa. That the father is entitled to ma'isi adeho, that's a din deraisa. How do you know? So the fact that the father, he had it earlier in the peri. The fact that the father can sell his daughter as an omohivriya, and ma'isi adeho will go to the odom, so that's a right that the father is the balabas and the ma'isi adeho. But the father can only sell her as an omohivriya when she's a ketana. After she reaches nairis, the father can no longer sell her. So how do you know that Ho'ob Zaka Vibita, the Maisei Odeha, even during Nairus, even though he cannot sell her? So that's what the Gemara had before, they needed a Hekesh. It says, Kim Karish is Bitoi La'oma. The two words are one next to the other, so that's called the Hekesh. Two Didim in the same Pasuk next to each other, the Hekesh. Two Psukim, one next to the other, that's called Smuchim. And Smuchim is a Machlekes Satanan, where they darshan Smuchim only in Mishnah Torah, only in Chumash Devarim. Or in Kol HaTarakula. We basically hold the only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. We don't darshan smuchim in Kol HaTarakula. And every so often there's a drush of smuchim somewhere else. So the pashtus is that it's only an asmachta midrabbanan. Like the Gemara says, the parsha of Nozir appears in Parshas Nosai right next to Duchening, I think. So the Gemara says, there you have it. If you drank wine, you're not allowed to duchen. Smuchim, because they're well next to each other. So most of the Rishonim assume that it's only an asmachta midrabbanan. Some assume that it's the raisa. But the pashti says we don't darshan smuchim, one pasuk next to the other, and any other chumash other than Mishnah Torah, only a chumash dvar. Or the Yerushalmi, those who are learning Beitzah, the Yerushalmi and Beitzah, Dav Gimla and Aleph. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. This is on Gimel Amud Aleph and Beitza, quoting Yerushalmi and Beitza, that in Parshas Bo, you have the two psukim one next to the other. It says, "Achashiach alchanev shulavado yotzalachem," that Meleches alchanev is mutar on Yontif, and then it says, "Shmata mesamatzes," you should make shmura matzah. So when does the shmura matzah begin? Well, it begins when you plant the wheat. You have to plant it l'shem matzah smitzah. No, when you harvest it, also not. You can have a nochri do the harvesting. When you grind it, you make flour out of it. You need Shema Mechimotz, but you don't need Asiya Lishma. So when does the Asiya Lishma begin? Mishas Lisha, Melisha V'yeloch. Lisha is the beginning of, that's called Sidur de Pas. And Masech Hashab, Sidur de Pas, when you start making bread, that's the Lisha, before that not. So the Yerushalmi says that just like Lishmarta Masam Matzah, the Asiya Lishma only begins Melisha V'yeloch, so too, Echol Nefesh is only Muta Melisha V'yeloch. So that's how you know that you're not allowed to pluck off fruits from the tree on Yom Tov, even though you're hungry, you want to eat it. That's Kodem Lisha, that's too far removed from the final product, from the eating, so that's awesome. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether that's a Drashe Gemura Deraisa, or only an Asmachta. So the Rambam Chumash holds that that's a real Din Deraisa, but he has, not based on the Smuchim, he has a different Raya. And the Ran doesn't know from that Rambam Chumash, he's not aware of that Rambam, he just knows from this Smuchim, so he says, we don't darshan smuchim. The only Darshan Smuchim in Mishneh Torah. So the Ran holds that that whole requirement that Echal Nefesh is only Mutter. Milisha V'yelach Kodem Lisha is also Ran. The Ran thinks that it's only a Chumer Medirabbanan. In our Torah, there is no such thing. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara says, here you have a Hekesh, this is not Smuch Gim Karish, it's Bita Ila Oma, the word Bita next to the word Oma, Oma Ivriya, that's in the same Pasuk. So just like Oma, Maisi Adel Le Rabba, so to the Bito is Maisi Adel Le Avia. So I need that Pasuk that we had earlier in the prayer. I need that Pasuk to cover even the case of a Naira. If the girl is a Ketana and the father has the ability to sell her as an Oma Ivriya, so obviously the Maisi Adel Shaloi, otherwise how does he have a right to be Meshavet her? To sell it to an Odin that the Maisi Adel is going to belong to the Odin. If he's not a Balabas on the Maisi Adel, how can he sell it to an Odin? So the fact that he can sell it when she's a Ketana is a Rechoche, the Maisi Adel Yavia when she's a Ketana. And you need that Pasuk, Kim Karish is Bita Loma, the Hekish, not a Smuchim, a Hekish, you need the Hekish to cover even a Naira. There's also a Maisi Adel Yavia. So the Mishnah is putting together Dinim Deraisa with Dinim Derabonin. Zaka Bimtsiyosa is only Mishum Eva. There shouldn't be hard feelings. That's midirabbanan. Maisi adel is a din deraisa. Baforas no dereo is a din deraisa. That the father is meifin adorim. That's psukim mechumish. Mekabel is gita is a din deraisa. Is bitan asat leish hazeh. Whoever is the bottom on the kedushin is the bottom on the issues. So he can be mekabel again. This just has a suffix. The pashtus is that once the girl reaches bagrus, or once the girl becomes nisis, so the mishnah in the end of the dorm refers to her as a. The father is still alive, but she's alpidin. She's not mishus aviyah anymore, because nisuin is moitzi legamrei mishus aviyah. Erisin is moitzi bimiktsas mishus aviyah. That the father was able to be made from the nedarim all by himself when she was single. Once she has erisin, so the father can only be made from nidrei bito bishutvis with the husband, shutvis with the yoris. So you see that erisin is moitzi bimiktsas mishus aviyah. But Nisuin is Motzi Legamre, or Bagrus, when she reaches 12 and a half, she's Motzi Legamre Mishus Avir. So that's what the Mishnah coined an expression. She's a Yisayma B'chai Avir. Al-Pidin, she has the din like she has no, she's not Mishus Avir like Yisayma. But the father's still alive. So the Pashta says that once you have Nisuin and once you have Bagrus, the father cannot be Mekabel the get anymore. Taisus has a suffix over here, Mekabel is Gita. Taisus has Yeshli his topic. If she's a Naira of Nisus, they know for sure that he cannot be Mekabel get. Nisus is Motzi Legamre Mishus Aviyah. But the Mesupet, maybe, since he was the Balabas to be Mekabel Kiddushin for her, so that's how you know he's the Bailim to be Mekabel get for her. Maybe if she's still a Ketana, even after Nisuin, maybe he's still the Bailim on the Gerishin. But they come to the conclusion that not, it's not so. Either after Nisun or after Bagrus, the girl is a Yisayma B'chai Aviyah, and the father is no longer in a position to be Mekabel again. Yeah. Tosis gives a Hoychocha, Tosis raised the Sufik. And then they say, maybe Raya, and the Bala Tosis brings the Raya, who is the Rabbeinu Yitzchok? Shenisun Einav Yochel Kabbal. The second line, Ein Yochel Kabbal get. How do you know? So they bring a Raya from the Yerushalmi and Trumas. There's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah and Trumas. A woman is eating truma. What's it then? If a zar eats truma, b'mezid. So the punishment is misa b'dei shamayim. If a zar eats truma b'shoigek, so he needs a kapara, because he did a serious avera. Just like if a person does an avera, sheyesh b'koreis, b'shoigek, so he needs a kapara, he needs to bring out korban chatos. So if one, a zar she'ochal truma b'shoigek, needs a kapara, because if he would have done it b'meis, it would have been meis b'dei shamayim. So the Torah prescribes a special kapara. So what's the special kapara? He has to give kerem b'chaymish, and the tashlum in that part, it says in the chumash, the expression used, b'nasan la'koyin es ha'koydish. When he gives it to the koyin, he gives him chulin mesukarim, that is already gemaisit, he took out the chumas of maisus, and when he gives it to the kohen, b'nasan la'koyin es ha'koydish, the tashlum in that pachim li'as kodesh. What he gives to the Kohen becomes Truma. And now if a Zah will eat that, there'll also be Misa B'dei Shamayim. And we have to give Kerem HaChemish on that. Because Tashlom and Epochim Lias Kodesh. You can't make out a check and you can't give money. The Din says you have to give Tvua. You have to give, if you drank wine, Shal Truma, you have to give wine. If you ate Chalas, you have to give Chitim. you have to give chitim. If you drank, if you had shem and zayis, azesim, you have to give zesim. Whatever you ate, you have to give that type of a thing. When you give it to the kohen, tashlum and epachm neos truma. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. You need zar meikora. Machlekes ablezer Rabbi Shua. When you say a zar shachal truma needs this kapori, has to be mafresh kamachaimish. Means he was always a tzar when he was born. He wasn't a kohen, and he didn't become a kohen later in life. He was never a kohen. What if he's not a tzar etzlem mekora? The girl was married to a kohen, and then the husband divorced her. The husband died. She's in the middle of eating. Her husband went away on a business trip, and she's a tohira. She went to the mikvah. She's eating truma. Then someone comes and they tell her, your husband died last week. She doesn't know. They tell the husband dies like the whole week she was eating truma b'sheket. So does the din apply even there? That if she would have eaten the truma b'mezer, it would have been visa b'day shamayim. So therefore she has to give kamer chumash. Or she just say, no, since the chumash uses the word zar, so you have to be zar etzla meikor. She was always a zar. Here she was not a zar. She was married to the husband for a while. So a couple of years she was allowed to eat truma. Even though now the husband divorced her, now the husband died, now she's no longer allowed to eat truma, but it's not zaretz lemekoros, and maybe this special din of Kerem HaChemish doesn't apply. So that's a machlokes satanoim, where they need zaretz lemekoros. There's such a similar, the Gemara increases, has such a, the Gemara relates it to the following case. How many averis are there that the Yechayv Koros for? So the Mishnah in the beginning of Kriis, and this is about Lama Bab Kriis and Samur is Batur. That they have 36 Tzadikin, Lama Bab Tzadikin. So the Lama Bab Kriis and Samur is Batur. 36 Averis for which Yechayv Koros. So one of the Averis is it's hard for a person to violate all of the Chayv Kriis, even if he wants to. Some of them is Kimat. Eating Chametz B'Pesach, unfortunately, there are Jews who eat Chametz B'Pesach. Eating and Yom Kippur, there are Jews who do. There are people who do Baal Eishes Ish. Baal Bita, Baal Ima, there are people who violate those. But some of them are very hard. So one of them is Mefatimus Hakteris. He mixes all of the Samamarim together, and he makes Kteris not for the purpose of giving it. If he makes it based on Mikdash, he did a mitzvah. But if he makes it for his own personal purposes, you're not allowed to be Mefatimus Hakteris. Then there's another one, so that's very hard. You got to know what the Udal of Samamarim are. You have to know the right proportions. It's very hard to say. You say, this guy is a shegetz, he violates all the 36 creases. That's kimat impossible. He should violate all the 36 creases. He knows how to do pitama, to be mefatam. So another one is he takes the shemen amishcha and he shmirs on his own body. There ain't no shemen amishcha, this man is. The shemen amishcha was nignas. We don't have any shemen amishcha. So even if he wants to, he can violate, even if he tries, can violate using the shemen amishcha. So the pasuk uses the word zar over there. If you use shemen amishcha, you shmir on an ish zar. Who's an ish zar? Whoever is not supposed to be using shemen amishcha. Who is supposed to be using shemen amishcha? So when you appoint a person as a kohen gadol, you're supposed to be moshechem with shemen amishcha. When you appoint a person as a melech, if he's from the malchus beis David, he's supposed to shmir him also mishicha b'shemen amishcha. Unless the father was a melech also. He's a melech ben melech, and there's no machlokes. If there's machlokes, even a melech ben melech also needs mishicha, b'shemen amishcha. The Gemara knows that from Sukkim. If there's no machlokes, so then that if he's a melech ben melech, then he doesn't need mishicha. So what if the fellow is the kohen gadol, and he once had mishicha b'shemen amishcha when they made him a kohen gadol, and now a year later he decides on the anniversary of his being appointed, first anniversary being appointed kohen gadol, he wants to do mishicha b'shemen amishcha again. Not allowed to. You're not supposed to. You're only allowed to use the Shemen HaMishcha Kimitzvasai. When you're appointed, when you're anointed as a Kohen Gadol, when you're anointed, appointed as a Melech from the Malchus Beis David. So what if he went ahead and he did it? He was noisein Shemen HaMishcha on his body. Is he considered a Zar? Is he considered a Zar? And he's Chayiv Kores? And if he did it, B'shogeg, he has to bring a Chatos? Or do you say, no, he's not a Zaretz Lameikara. He was a Kohen Gadol. Last year we used the Shemen HaMishcha on him. So you can't call him an Ish Zar. Ashit Menu Al Zar, Benichras. So the Gemara increases, relates it to this Machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. Who is a Machlekes? Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? No. When Bekabala is Gita. What do they quote? Mishnah Yisrum is Perkes. Tanan Hosam. Ho Isha Shoysa Achelis Betrumah. The woman is sitting and eating. And her husband wasn't around. The husband went on a business trip. And then Omru Lo, Meiz Bailach, or Girshach. They tell her the good news. Your husband just died last week and you've been eating Trumah. The wife has a right to eat Trumah. The Mishnah says in Gittin. If the husband went away, you should tell the husband of Cheskas Chai. We assume he's still alive. Unless he reached the age of 70. That says Meshin is saying about Hemshiv Mishana. So then he no longer has a Cheskas Chai. Between 70 and 80. I'm not the Cheskas Chai. Between 70 and 80, you're not the Cheskas Chai. After 80, it's smooth sailing. Then there's no problem. My father used to be nervous always between 70 and 80. After 80, he wasn't nervous. He lived to 94. Yeah.
There's a difference between the woman and the client. The client is really not a czar. She really is a czar. What she finds out is she
can't. Right? There's a big difference. But still, the Gemara puts the two together, and the Rishonim say there's makom lechalek. The Shita Mukubetza says there's room to distinguish. But the Gemara puts it together. Yeah. So the Mishnah has the case. The Mishnah in Gittin says, the first parak, the woman whose husband went on a business trip, if he didn't reach, he's not between 70 and 80, she's allowed to continue eating truma. We assume that the husband is still alive, he didn't die. What if she's in the middle of eating truma and someone comes in and tells her, your husband died last week? We just got the word now. So she has to stop. So that's the machloikis hatanaim in the Mishnah. Whether she's mechuyev to pay karmachem, she blesses mechayev karmachem, she b'shua poiter, because it's not zaretz la meikor. So the Yerushalmi asks, the line in the Mishnah, the woman is sitting eating truma. Isha shaysa chalas b'truma. Omer la meiz baila, your husband died. How is she supposed to know? He went on a business trip. So they come and tell her the news, your husband died. But they come and they tell her, Girshech, your husband divorced you. What do you mean the husband divorced me? I'm sitting and eating truma. I don't have any gag. Where did he divorce me? So the simple pshat is that she sent the shliach to be mekabel a get from the husband, and she thought, so what's she eating to him before? She thought it's going to take 10 days till the shliach is going to get there, till he's going to get the get, and then it turned out that shliach got the get in 5 days, so she was eating tumah the last 5 days. So Tosis says, why didn't the Yerushalmi give it? And the Yerushalmi talks about, what about the father being mekabel a get for the daughter? So Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Why don't you say the father was mekabel? The answer is because she's eating truma. Eating truma means she already had nisuin with her husband. Once you have nisuin, the father's out of the picture because she's yisamim b'chayevi. So that's the accepted opinion. The way Tosis comes to the conclusion based on that Yerushalmi, that after nisuin is like after bagrus, she's yisamim b'chayevi, and the father cannot be mekabel again. Rabbi Kivegas mitzayin a few rashis here and there. It's questionable by Rashi holds, but the pashtus is like the maskana of Tosis, that once it's nisis, even if she's a ktana, if she's an ira, Tosis never had a suffix, even if she's a ktana also, she's not pishus avi anymore, and the father cannot be mekabel again. Fine. So that's a Mishnah in Ksubis, Memvav Amid Beis. Mishnah says, Av zaka v'bita b'kiddushah. Some people, when they start learning Ksubis, they start from Memvav Amid Beis. That starts with all the dinim of nisuit. The first parakep has odds and ends, but Mem Vav Amid Beis starts all the halachas of Nisun. So it says in the Mishnah, Mekabel is Gita, fine. The father has the ability to be Mekabel get. If the daughter owns, an apartment building, and she collects the rent every month, or she owns a field, a farm, and Peres grow on the farm, so the father is not Eichel Peres. He doesn't have the right to Peres. Mitziyosa is a takana derabbanan. Maisa der is a din derais. And Peres nichsim belug, that's only by a married woman. There's no din of that the father is entitled to the Peres. Eino echal Peres b'chaya. Nisis, what if she has nisuin with her husband? Yes, or all about Baal. The Baal has more rights than the husband, than the father. Yes, or all about Baal. She echal Peres b'chaya. Kozman, she's still alive. He's entitled to Peres nichsim belug. The father is not entitled to Peres of Nichse Bito, and the husband, after Nisuin, is entitled to Peres Nichse Milu. Yeah. So the Gemara says, take that Mishnah. Omar Abai, take a look at the Mishnah. It says, Av Zaka Bito, Bikidushel, Bikesu Bishtar Bibia. And then, after Nisis, if she has Nisuin afterwards, then yes, or all of Abal, the Baal is even entitled to Peres Nichse Milu. The Baal is entitled to Mitzios, also, with the Rabbanon. The Baal is entitled to Aforis and Dorim and Atar, that's Psukim. Right. So it would appear from the Mishnah, what does it say? Katani Bia. In the first line of the Mishnah says the father has the ability to marry off the daughter. Kiddush it Bia. Then it says Nisus. Katani Nisus. So don't you see, even after Kiddush it Bia, you still need Nisuan? You don't say Kiddush it Bia accomplishes both. She becomes a Nisuan. Everything more, not necessarily. One can press it into the Mishnah, be matrek a little bit, kiktoni nisus, ashaira. Nisus goes, if the father was a mekabla kedusha, neither kesef or shtar, and then nisus, then yes, all about baal. If the father was mekadish his daughter, ayidei bia, kedusha bia, then you can say, if nisus afterwards, that will be nisus. So nisus is at the later stage, is only ashaira on the other two, on kedusha kesef and on kedusha shtar. You can't really prove from the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Toshma, so Rabbi arrived from a different Mishnah, Mishnah Nida. Mishnah Nida says that there's an age that a boy and a girl have when it's Biyosa Biyah. Mishnah there discusses what age does a boy and a girl become Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah. There's a different opinion. So we pask on the Maskana, we pask on a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah at the age of 13, and the girl at the age of 12. It's machleg zatanaim, that's how we pass them. Then there's a machleg zatanaim, what if they don't have, you have to have shonim b'simonim, you have to have shtei sairis. What if they don't have shtei sairis, and they develop simonim of soris or islanders? So what age do they become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah for soris islanders? Also a discussion. 18 or 20, discussion in the tanaim. I think we pass on 20. And then it says, what age do they have to be? That it should be biyosad biyah. So by a girl, the age is sholoshana b'yamechot. It's like the girl, let's say the girl was born on Zayin Adar. So 3 years later, Vav Adar is Shalashanim. Then 3 years later, Zayin Adar, that's already Shalashanim B'yamechad. Zayin Adar is the first day in the fourth year. So that's Shalashanim B'yamechad. B'yasa B'ya. And by boy, the age is Teishan Shanim B'yamechad. Teishan Shanim B'yamechad. So the Mishnah says, Toshma, Omer Rabba Toshma, there's an often a Mishnah. Rashi says, if the father marries her up, she's only 3 years old, how can she agree to Kiddushin? She's too young. If the father wants to marry her off, or if the mother and the older brothers want to marry her off, not right. The father should not marry her off at such a young age. The Gemara says, it's not right. You're not allowed to marry. It's not proper. In Chumash, it says the father has the ability, has the right to marry the daughter off, even if she's younger than three. But the Chachamim say, also lasses ken. You're not allowed to do that. Until she agrees that she'll agree to marry this person. Otherwise, they're not going to be happily married. The father marries her off before such a young age. It's not going to be a good shidduch. So she's miskadeshes b'biyah if the father sets it up. If the father married her off, and then the husband died, and he leaves no children, not for her. She's only 3 years old. Obviously, she didn't have any children. He has no children from any other wife either, or from his girlfriend. If the man has children, even derech znus. Also, there's no din of yibum machalitza. So, if the husband died and he left no descendants, and the yavam is going to be baleo, so if the girl is younger than three, and biyosabia, so that's he's not kainan. If the girl is older than three, then biyosabia. It's not right to do bia. Such a little girl, it's not right to do bia. But the din is a b'dievet. If he did bia, if ba'al ha yavam kinah, because bia also bia. Fine. V'hayav malam shum eshesish. Okay. U'metame ezboyalo, letame mishkav takten ka elyon. What is that din? The din is that a girl can become a nida at a very young age. She doesn't have to be a gdola to become a nida. She can become a nida at a young age. So if someone is baal hanida, someone touches a nida, so the nida is an avatuma. Someone touches a nida, he becomes a rishon tuma, because the tuma is transmitted, so it goes down a madrega. If I touch someone who is an av, I become a rishon. Touch someone else, the other person becomes. If I'm a rishon, I touch another person, won't become tummy. Or the mekelim is only mekabel tuma from an av or abi avos. Ochel memashkin can be mekabel tuma from toldus. So whenever the tumah is transmitted, it always goes down a madrega. That's the Gemara, the first daf in Baba Kama. That by tumah, we say that told the same lavka yetzbehem. They're always a tumah. Told the same lavka yetzbehem. The tumah always has to go down a madrega. When you transmit tumah, it never stays on the same madrega. It has to go down a madrega. But here there's an exception to the rule. If the habo al hanida, The pasuk says, Rashi, the bottom Rashi, and all my Aleph quotes, the pasuk says in Chumash, if someone is Boal Anido, Mishoigig of the Mesa does make a difference. Husehini Dosa Olov, he becomes an Avatuma, just like she's an Avatuma, he becomes an Avatuma. Aye, but the din is told the same, Lavka Yetzman, whenever the Tuma transmitted, has to go down a Madrega. How can it be that she's an Avatuma, she makes him an Avatuma? The answer is, it's not he's Makabal Tuma from her. If he touches her, he's Makabal Tuma from her, so it goes down a Madrega. If he's Baalea, we label him as a Boil Nida. So the Boil Nida is a new Tuma, the Kanal Abba. It's not that the Tuma is transmitted from the Nida to the Boil Nida. It's like a Tuma Hyotza all the Migufoy. So he's a new, he's an Avatuma. He's an Avatuma. Now, there's a din of Mishka V'moshov. If, let's say, if a person went to a funeral, the mace is an Avi Avois Atuma, and so whoever went to the funeral is Mekabel Tuma, the Tuma is transmitted. Ayude Maga, Ayude Oel, Tuma is transmitted. So the people who attended the funeral become an Avatuma. So they're going to sit on a chair, the chair is also become an Avatuma. No. That they only have Tumas Maga. So one who's an Avatuma because he has Tumas Maga is Mekabel Tuma from an Avi Avois Atuma. Doesn't make a Tumas Mishka B'Moshe. But if you have the Zav Zavo, your led is a Mitzoyra, so these people have Tuma Yotza Olam Igufoy, or the Boil Nid is also Tuma Yotza Olam Igufoy, so they have a din on Mishka B'Moshe. So, also, what do you mean Mishka B'Moshe? But the woman herself is a Nida, the man is a Zavo, the woman is a Zavo, so they're an Avatuma, then they sit on a chair, so they make the chair into an Avatuma. How can it be? But that whenever the Tuma is transmitted, it has to go down a Madrega. That's the first daf in Bava Kama that you need. You say, told the same love kayetzbam by Tuma. Whenever the Tuma is transmitted, how can it be that the Nido, the Zava is an Avatuma, they sit on a chair, on the mattress, on the bed, and make it an Avatuma? The answer is, it's also like a Tuma Yotza Lamigufa. We label this as a Moshe Hazav, a Mishka Hazav, and that's halacha. Not that the Tuma is transmitted from the Zav to the bed. Not transmitted. If it would be transmitted, it would have to go down a Madrega. I labeled the Mishka, that's why the Gemara said it has to be Miyuchad Yeshiva. Let's say you have a table. I pass by in the walls, I sometimes see professors sitting on the table. But that's not normal. A table is to put computers on, to put Gemara, to put books on. You're not supposed to sit on a table. It's not Miyuchad Yeshiva. That's the shtick. That shtick that the professors sit on the table, or that the students sit on the table. So if a person sits on the table only becomes, it's going to be maga. If they're wearing clothing, then there's no maga either, so the table is tar. If they touch the table with their hands, and they don't sit on the table, then there's maga. So then the person is, let's say, an avatuma, the person is a nido, or a zava, zava, whatever, then they touch the table and make it into a rishon. If they sit on the table, it doesn't make it into an avatuma, mishka moshe. It's not miyuchad liyeshiva. But if they sit on a chair, they sit on a bed, or they walk around with shoes, the shoes are miyuchad to have the whole weight of the body heavy into the shoes, weighting down on the shoes. So the shoes have a din of mishka v'moshe. They have such a din. So usually, when you have a zava zava, a nida, these kind of people, so they have a din of mishka v'moshe, that mishka v'moshe has mamash and av hatumeh, and it's mentame all four. Adam ekele mochel mamashkin. That's the Gemara, the first daf in Bava Kama. Adam ekelem. There are only four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Adam ekelem can only be mekabel tumah from an av hatumah or above, and mochel mamashkin can even be mekabel tumah from a tolder. So when you declare that the mishka v'moshav is an av hatumah, so then it's a zava zava your letters. They sit on a chair. They sit on a bed. So the bed becomes an av hatumah. It's a tumah yotza al migufa. Usually, think tumah yotza migufa. The person became a zav. The person became a mitzora. The person became a yoledis. They had a baby. So that's a yesh meyayin. That's a tumah yesh meyayin. That's tumah yotza al migufa. Here, a zav sits on a chair. A zav sits on the bed. We declare the bed is declared. The bed is labeled as a moshav hazav, and the moshav hazav is tumah. The bed didn't have any riyah. The bed didn't have any emission coming out from its body. But we call it like a tumah yotza al migufa. So it has the din like an av hatumah. However, the boil nido, even though we learn out from the psukim that he's considered like a tumah yotza al migufa, and he has a din of mishka v'moshav, only Latami Mishkav Tachtain, Mishkav Moshe even, let's say he sits, his bed has 2 mattresses, or has 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. He sits on the top mattress, the bottom, the 10th mattress on the bottom, is not leaning in. It doesn't have to lean in. All 10 mattresses have the din of Tami Mishkav Tachton, all of them have a din of Mishkav Moshe, but only Ke'elyon, like Ke'elyono Shel Zav. Like Ke'elyono Shel Zav. Ke'elyono Shel Zav is only B'tami Ochlam HaMashkin. It's not B'tami Odom HaKeilim. So the Mishkav Moshe of a Boyel Nida is not as chomer as the Mishkav Moshe of the Nida herself. Sehini Dosa Olav. Let's say someone was Baal Anida, the woman is Anida for 7 days, and she's going to go to mikveh after the 7th day is up. Or the woman is a Zava, so she counts Shivinikim. After the Shivinikim, then she goes to the mikveh. Let's say someone is Baal the Nida, Baal the Zava, on the last day. So the Nida, the Zava, can go to mikveh tonight, or go to mikveh today. Even if it's a Zava Gedala, the last day of Shivinikim. They could even go to mikveh on the same day. And the Rabbanan, they made a chumash, the Zava shouldn't go to mikveh using mikveh same kukula. Gemara gives and may come out of takol. So even though the nida is only tmeah for another day, and then she has the ability to go to mikveh, the one is boil nida, you don't say sehini dasa alav yochel yala leragla. The Gemara has a brisa from the Torah's Karim. Yochel yala leragla, if the nida is holding by the 6th or the 7th day, so the boil nida becomes tamei only for 1 or 2 days, exactly the same. Talmud Lima, it's not so. He's tamei for 7 days. He's going to be tamei for a full 7 days. She can go to mikveh tonight and she'll become tamei. He can't go to mikveh for another 7 days. You don't say yala leragla. That's a havamina that the Gemara has in the Brisa, and they explain that it's not correct. So sometimes the boil nida is more tamei than her. He's going to be tamei longer than her.
Could we assume a boil nida can go to Harabayas and not say that it's a tumah yotzei l'gufo v'mamish?
The Gemara in Yuma Davov has a shaila whether boil nida is also on Harabayas or not. I think the Mishlam Melech wonders the Rambam doesn't say one way or the other. Huh?
Yeah, he does.
The Rambam doesn't take a stand at the Yesk. How could the Rambam? The Gemara has a discussion. Whether boil nida is considered a Tumah Yotza al-Megufa. Whoever has a Tumah Yotza al-Megufa is not only also tenter into the Azorah. The Azorah, all the Tumahim are not allowed to have, even Tumah Smag. But Harabai is only if you have a Tumah Yotza al-Megufa. So Gemara Yuma, the Avob, has this suffix, whether boil nida is considered like a Tumah Yotza al-Megufa or not. Because it's in between over here. It's Metami Mishkav Tachton. He has a din of Mishkav Moshe, but he doesn't make the Mishkav Moshe into an Avatum. That's why the Mishkav Moshe of a Zah, of a Boel Nida, is on the Metami Ochlam Mashkin. So he's in between. So that's why the Gemara had a suffix. What's exactly the nature of the tumor? Is he also the Harabayis? Yeah. So the Metami Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon, even if the Boil Nida sits on a bed and there are 10 mattresses, is Mintama the bottom mattress Mishkav Moshe, but only Kelyona Shel Zav. Not like Tachtona Shel Zav. If the Zav sits on a bed that has 10 mattresses, they all have a din of Mishkav Moshe of Abhatum at the time of Adam and Caleb. But over here the Boil Nida is only Kelyona Shel Zav, like if the Zav is carrying a beggar on top of him, not a Mishkav Moshe. That it's only mitamei ochlam mamashkin, not mitamei odem ekel. This is all the Mishnah Nida. When the Mishnah gives you all the ages for bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, and biyosabiyah, and biyosabiyah for saris and islanders, all the different ages. So then it says, in bol echad mikol arashe batar mumosim al yoda, bihi ptura. The girl is a ktana, she's not a bas onshin, she's only 3 years older. Between 3 and 12, she's not a gdoli yet. So she doesn't get any punishment. Then Bolech, Kolarayas, they'll be Mumosam al Yodah. That's what Tosis quoted on Yudam and Aleph, the first Tosis. Top Tosis quoted this Mishnah. And they said, how can Rashi say Pshat and Rabbi Yeshia on the 5th line from the top of Yudam and Aleph? Achyush name Shavim, that they both have to be Bar Mitzvah. And if Bolech is Ish, and one of them is a Kotam, one of them is a Godel. The boil or the nevelus, one is by mitzvah, one is not. So Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yoshia, a Jewish name Shavim, the godel is not chayv dionish. So how can he say that? It's against the Mishnah. Rashi also, Rabbi Yoshia is a Tana, he disagrees with the Mishnah. Tosis thinks that in Nida, they don't quote anybody disagreeing with the Mishnah. Simple pshat is that everybody agrees to this. That's not pshata. That's what led the rabbi in a time to reinterpret, give a different pshat. Rabbi Yoshe had shiush name shavim. It's a very mechudish dika pshat. I'll call upon him. So what did the Gemara say? What do you see from the Mishnah? It says miskadeshes bibiya. That's the first line. The father marries a rabbi osa bia. Before the age of 3, she can only be miskadeshes al de avir because of bishtar. But after the age of 3, she can even be miskadeshes al de avir bibiya. And then it has the next line vimnisis. What do you mean vimnisis? If she's already miskadeshes bibiya, she already is nisis. That's Rava's raya. Don't you see? That's what Rava says. Ktani bia ktani nisis. So don't you see that bia is only eris and oisa, it's not oisa and nisun. Rava says, no, you can press in, it doesn't mean it. Achi kama, I hani nisun de koin, you know, achelas bitruma. You can't prove anything to the Mishnah. Can't prove that kiddushit bia is only making eris and not nisun. Maybe what it means is, if she had kiddushit bia with a koin, she'll be nisis. Then she's achelas bitruma. Yeah. This is an interesting din in the Mishnah. Vimnisis lekoyin. The top line. Vimnisis lekoyin. Achelas bitruma. If she's nisis before the age of 3, she's not achelas bitruma. This is after the age of 3, then she is Achelas Betruma. Why is she not Achelas Betruma? The din is that a Bas Yisrael Harusa Lekoyin is permitted to eat Truma Menatar. It's only Medirabon, she's not allowed to eat until she has Nisun. Ashtikonis Lechupa. That's a din Medirabon. So it says over here, if she's Nisus Lekoyin after the age of 3, then Achelas Betruma. She Nisus before the age of 3, not Achelas Betruma. Why not? So some Rishonim say, Rashi doesn't say this. Some Rishonim say because it's chupah sheni roi labia, that you can only have nisuin if it's roi labia, and the girl before the age of 3 is not roi labia. So by definition, she's not called a nisuin. It's not called a nisuin. Where they get this idea from? That you have to have chupah roi labia? It's such a chuvah. So Rashi also has a discussion. A woman had erisin with her boyfriend, and then she takes sick and she's about to die. And she's very rich and she's about to die, and she doesn't like her brothers, so she doesn't have any children. She was never married before. She's 95 years old and she decided to get married, so she has erisin, and then she's deathly sick and she doesn't want her brothers to yarshin all of the real estate, all the fortune that she owns, so she wants it to go to the husband, but she only had erisin. So the Baal is not Yerush Ishtoi if she dies doing erisin, so she quickly wants to rush up to have nisuin. So she's dying in the hospital, so they put a chuppah on, and she's on the bed, she's still breathing, and the chassan walks in and says, okay, Mazel Tov, we just did the nisuin. So the Rosh says that that's a joke, that she's holding by dying, she's physically not chuppah sheni roi labia, that's not kaya. Chuppah sheni roi labia is an asik with a Rambam. There's a Mishnah in the middle of Ksubas. Well, Kiddushin you can do as long as she's still breathing. She can have Kiddushin. But Nisuin, the Rosh has a tshuva. He says you can't make Nisuin because physically she's on a deathbed. She's not able physically to have Bia. Over here, also she's not able to have Bia because Ein Bias Bia. Yongan Agimel Shani Ha'emecha, Rashi quotes the Lashon from the Gemara, there's an etzba ba'ayin dami, that it's ain't bi'os abir. After the age of 3 is bi'os abir, before the age of 3 is ain't bi'os abir. When the colors are needed, that's because of the Rambam's pshat in this Gemara. So there's a perek. The fifth perek in Ksuvos is called perek Afal Pi because it begins with the words Afal Pi. So it says in the Mishnah, Afal Pi, Shomo, even though the rabbi said, Psula's Ksubosim Asaiman, Almona Ksubosimana, but if he wants that, add Morgz and Tahay, that's the minimum. So we always have Tosefis Ksuvos. We have the Mana with the Masaim is peanuts, and the Tosefis Ksuvos is several hundred times, way more. It's worth much more money than the Ika Ksuvos. The Mishnah says you're allowed to add on. One could have argued the point and said, okay, Tosefis, you add on a little bit more, but you're adding on more than the Iker Ksuba. So we do it Maisim Mechoyon. By dust, we always do like that. The Tosefis Ksuba is by a Besulas Masayim, the Iker Ksuba is Masayim Zuz, which is 50 Shkolim, the 4 Zuzim in a Shekel. And the Tosefis Ksuba, adding all up, is Masayim Zukuk in Kesav Tzara. Zukuk in our coins from Austria, whatever, the days of the Maril, that's worth way more than the Masayim Zuz. Much more than Masayim Zuz. Yeah, some kind of golden coins or something, worth much more. So the Mishnah says, Afal Bishamra, even though the rabbi said it to Halacha, that Ksub is Masayim Zuz for a Besula, and for Amon is Meo Zuz, but a Rata Lohaisat Maisa, if he wants to add on, it is in Tehe. Now, what if what they had Erisin? The Gemara is not sure what the Gemara Bob Mitzia in the first parak, the end of the first parak, Gemara is not sure. Let's say the husband dies during Erisin. Does the wife have the right to collect the ksuba or not? The Gemara is not sure. When they made the Takanas Chachamim of ksuba, we assume ksuba is lav deraisa. Some Rishonim hold ksuba is deraisa, but we don't pass like that. We assume ksuba is lav deraisa. And even if he gave a shtar, the shtar means he's saying what the Takanas Chacham was. I can make a shtar to create a hischaibus, that'll be min haTorah. But when you give a shtar in a ksuba, I didn't mean to make a hischaibus, I just meant to write. The Chachamim instituted that I owe you a ksuba derabbanan. The Tosefis ksuba, that'll be deraisa. The Tosefis ksuba is not a Takanas Chacham, so that's a hischaibus min haTorah. But the Inka ksuba, he didn't mean to be Meshabin himself min haTorah. For the Iker Ksuba, for the Mana Masayim, he only meant to write down the Takanas Chacham. So the Gemara is not sure if the husband dies during Erisin, is there a Takana Derabbanan that the wife gets Iksuba? So it's an Abai Delev Shita. Allah Hamayitza Machlek is the Rambam in the Taisus. In Ebenezer, they quote Machlek is Taisus in the Ram. So the Gemara says, but there's an often a Mishnah about a woman, Mishnah and Brises all over the place, about a girl whose husband died during Erisin. She does collect the ksuba. The Mishnah talks about collecting ksuba. Gemara says, yeah, if kosav lo, if he did erisin and mizman atanayim, he used to wait a year in between erisin and nisuin. He did erisin and then he gave her a ksuba. He gave her a ksuba, so he gave her. So then there's no machleka, then there's no ibai b'leib shita. But if lo kosav lo ksuba, so then it's a ibai b'leib shita in the Gemara, and the machleka is tesis in the Rambam what the din is. So the Mishnah says, if kasu laksuba and the husband dies during erisin, she collects the ksuba. Does she collect the Tosefis ksuba also? He gave her a ksuba, and he wrote the masayim zuz because she's a psula. Then he wrote, he adds on another $200,000. He adds on another $200,000 Tosefis ksuba, way more than the holy ksuba. Then the husband dies before he ever did nisuin. He's in an automobile accident. He gets killed in a crash before he even had nisuin. So the Mishnah quotes the Machlokes Hatanai. And the Kama says that she does collect. The Sarmalan is Garsha Beimen Eres Beimen Esuin Goyves Hakol. She collects all. And Rabbi Lozman Azariah disagrees, and we pass like Rabbi Lozman Azariah. Lozman Azariah Oimer Minan Esuin Goyves Hakol. If they already had Nisuin, then she collects not only the Ikaksu, but she collects the Tosefis as well. However, Minha Erisin, if the husband died during Erisin, why? Even though he never wrote, I'm adding on Tosefis Ksuba on the understanding that we're gonna have an Nisuin, then I'm gonna die after the Nisuin. He never wrote that. But Rav Lozman Azar assumes that that's an Umdara. And you go Basar Umdara? That's the whole parak that we saw the other day. Where was it? Chiyam Atonah. About the Gorm HaNiknim Amira. So the Rambam says, Lanitan Likosei. So that whole perek and Ischi Matanah was all about following umdinah. So the Gemara has here the same discussion. Rav Lozman Azariah holds you go basar umdinah. The Chacham also holds you go basar umdinah. They don't agree with the umdinah here. So Rav Lozman Azariah says the umdinah is shalai kasav lo the Tosefis. He only added Tosefis. El amanas lekoinsa. So the Gemara has a suffix over here, and the next daf. What's the din? What's the din? Pirsa Nida. They did Erisin. They're going to make Nisuin 12 months later. And they invite everybody. And then the girl becomes a Nida. So he does the nisuin, all the people came for the wedding. He does the nisuin, but they can't live together. And then the husband drops dead before he had a chance, before she had a chance to go to mikvah. So what do you mean? Rav Lozman Azariah says it's an umdina, shaloi kosov lo, he only added on the Tosefes Ksuba. It's self-understood, even though he never wrote it, never said it, self-understood, he only meant to add on Tosefes if there's going to be nisuin. That's it, nisuin. Even though she was pierced anida before. So the Gemara has a suffix, maybe he meant nisuin, that's going to be Roy Labia. Nisuin is not Roy Labia, he's like Erison, so he's still there. If they had nisuin, and then he wasn't Baalel for a month, and then he drops dead. So that was his choice, he wasn't Baalel for a month. Supposed to be Baalel right away, he wasn't. But if she was pierced anida before the chuppah, so that's the Gemara has a suffix. If it's a chuppah shein roi labia, what would Rav Lozman ben Azariah say in such a case? We pass like Rav Lozman ben Azariah, they assume, didn't it? What would he say in such a case? That's the pasha pshat in the Gemara Sofik. So the Rambam has a different pshat than the Sofik. The Rambam learns the Gemara Sofik was not within Rav Lozman ben Azariah. It has nothing to do with Rav Lozman ben Azariah. It's a Sofik. If you have a chuppah snido, does it make nisuin or not? Chuppah shein roi labia. Not an umdina question. Did he mean to add on that the Tosefes Ksuba if he's going to die before he'll be Baalel? Is it like Erison? No, not a Shailen Umna, a Shailen Halacha. The Chuppah Shein Roi Labia is a Kain or not. So it's a strange Rambam. It's a strange Rambam. What do you mean Chuppah Shein Roi Labia is a Sofik in the Gemara? What if a man, let's say, a Kain marries a Grusha and he has Chuppah? That's also Chuppah Shein Roi Labia. And the Rambam says he's Mefer Nidre Yishto. Rambam quotes at the Sefta, he's Mefer Nidre Yishto. Even though he's married by Isser, he's supposed to divorce her. He has to give her a get, he's not allowed to live with her if a Kohen marries a Grusha. Yisrael marries a Mamzeres. He has everything, he has Nisun, he's not allowed to live with her. He has to give her a get and she should marry someone else. The Kozman that is still married together, the Rambam says, after Nisun, the Baal is Mefer Nidre Yishto, the Nisun is Teufis. So it's Mamashal Chuppish and Royal Abiyah. So why did the Rambam, how did the Rambam learn over here that the Gemara Sofik was not a Sofik within the Umdina of Rav Lozman ben Azariah, his Umdina that he only meant to add on the Tosefes if he's gonna die after Nisu, and what about this kind of Nisu? It's not a local Sofik. It's, according to the Rambam, it's a general Sofik, Chuppah Shein Roi Labia. So why isn't there such an issue by a Kohen that marries a Grusha Yisrael marries a Mamzeres? The din is at the Nisu and not Taifas. Even though it's Be'isa, even though it's not Roi Labia. So the Acharonim say the Rambam only meant it by Nida, by Chai B'Krisis. Because Nida is really Chai B'Krisis, and it's really Arayas, and the din should have been that Enkidush and Tovsa, Be'ishas Ish, U'Bachos Ishtoi, U'Bibito, U'Kalosai, all the Chai B'Krisis, the din is Enkidush and Tovsa. So Nida is also an Erva, the Rambam Pshita, Nida is also an Erva, so it should have been and Kiddush and Tavsin, it should have been Avlad Mamzer. So Gemara has that from Psukim that it's not. That Kiddush and not Tavsin Benidah, and the Avlad is not a Mamzer. So it's an exception to the rule. Rabbi Natam learns, it's in Rabbi Natam on the first daf in Yevamos Holmes, that Nidah is an exception to the rule, it's an exception to a different rule. That normally the rule is that all these Surei Bia that have Kareis are called Arayis, and it's Yehorig Valyavar. There's no Yehorig Val Yavar and Chai B'Lavan. Let's say they hold the gun to my head, I should be Boal Mamzeres, or they're going to kill me. So that's Pikoch Nefesh, is Deicha. Or they hold the gun to the coin's head, he should be Boal Grusha, otherwise they're going to kill him. So Pikoch Nefesh is Deicha. That's Yisuri Bir, that's not Arayis. Arayis is only if it's Chai B'Krisis. Rabbi Kivegir and Yeredeh, Simi Kufn and Zayin quotes that, when the Chuvis are Rebellion Mizrachi. That it's only called Yehorig Val Yavar by Arayis of Chai B'Krisis. Chai B'Lavan is not called Arayis. So Nida is Chai B'Krisis, but the din is the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and the Kiddush are not Tovsin. So clearly Nida is an exception to the rule. The question is which rule? So whereas there are Benatam on the first Mishnah in Yevamos, the first Tais in Yevamos, Benatam holds Nida is an exception to the rule, even though there's Kareis, it's not called Gili Arayis, and it's not Yehorig Val Yavar. Eating Chometz Bet Pesach is Kareis, eating on Yom Kippur is Kareis, but it's not Gili Arayis. So usually what we mean is Isuri Bia that have Kareis. Is Gili Arayis. So Rabbi Natam says, but Nida is not, because Nida is not a relative. Nida is also to everybody. It's only called Gili Arayis if she's also to some people, Mutta to other people. She's also to everybody, it's a different kind of an Issa. That's not called Gili HaRais, and it's not Yahar Gval Yavar. And that's the reason why there's no Mamzeris. Habol HaNida, the blood is not a Mamzer. And that's the reason why Kiddush not Topsin, because Nida is not HaRais. And the Rambam seems to explicitly disagree. The Rambam writes a few times. HaNida Bechlal HaRais, Nida is Chayvei Krisis, and would be Yahar Gval Yavar. The Shach Niyarodeh quotes the Tshuvas HaRamban like that, that it is Yahar Gval Yavar against the Rabbein HaTam. Rabbein HaTam is mainly in Sefer Yosha. But Taisus quotes it a little bit on the first Mishnah in Yevamos. But you look in the Sefer Yosha, it's more Barichas, and he says it before. He says, no, Yahar Gval Yavar by Nida, because Nida is not one of the Arayis. So the Pashup Pshat and Rambam is like this. Nida is one of the Arayis, and the Din should have been Ein Kiddushin Topsin at all. And the Din should have been that it should have been Mamzeris. But there's a Pasuk that's an exception to the rule. Pasuk says, Usehini dosa olav. This Pasuk that Rashi quotes on the bottom of Yudam and Aleph, Usehini dosa olav, so it means that the boil nida becomes tamei for 7 days. Pasuk pshat. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Usehi, kisehiena liyishte noshim. Kisehiena means when you get married. Havaya, makesh havaya litziya. Vahocha vahoysa, liyishacha hoysa means havaya, to get married. So the Gemara has a drasha. It's not at all pshuto. Usehi nidosa olav afila b'shas nidosa tehebo havaya kiddushin atovsin by a nida. Even though it is an erva, according to the Rambam, even though nida is an erva, it's an exception to the rule and the kiddushin atovsin. So that was according to the Rambam. That was the Gemara's ibaya on nun vav amid aleph. The Mishnah is on nun dalad amid beis or ablozim and azari. Then the Gemara's topic is nun vav amid aleph. Chupish ain roi lebiya. Is it koyin on that? So according to the Rambam, it's not a stuffing any and every chupish ain roi lebiya. No, chupish ain roi lebiya is koyin. Chupish ain roi lebiya is koyin. By chayvi alavin, chupish ain roi lebiya, and it is koyin. He can be made from the Nedarim all by himself. The Rambam quotes a din like that. It's only chupish ain roi lebiya by nida, chupas nida. Because nida should have been an error. Nida is an error, but it's the Yahar Gval Yavar. And it should have been, and kiddushin tovsim. But Yavik Zeris HaKosim. Sehi nidosa olav. Afilu b'shas nidosa tehebo havaya. So Gemara had a suffix. Maybe that pasuk only teaches you erisin. Maybe you can't have nisuin. If you're going to do nisuin on a nida, maybe I fall back to the basic din. It ain't ishus tefeses b'arayas. So you can't have nisuin. So that's what the Rambam learned pshat. But the Gemara has such a malitza. The Gemara has an expression, chupe shein roi labiyah is the chupe koina anat. So most of the Rishonim do not agree with the Rambam. Most of the Rishonim learned it was a suffix in the umdin of Rabbi Lozim and Azariah. The guy was mekabel on himself. The chosin accepted upon himself tosefes ksube over and above the ikik ksube during erisin. And then if he dies during erisin, she doesn't get the tosefes. Rabbi Lozim and Azariah had self-understood that he only meant if he's going to have nisuin. What if he did nisuin when she was a chupish and a royal abiyah? So it's not shaykh that he should be balled out. Maybe the umdina doesn't kick in yet. Maybe in that case, she still is not entitled to get. That's how the other Rishonim learned. So according to the other Rishonim, there is no source in the Gemara that chupish and a royal abiyah. According to the Rambam, there's Gemara, chupish and a royal abiyah is an issue whether it's kind of chup. But now the Rosh and that shuva, where the woman is deathly sick, she doesn't want her, she's very wealthy. She doesn't want the Yerusha to go to her brother. She doesn't like them. She loves her husband, and the husband only had Eris and it didn't do any suin. So on her deathbed, they shtel a chuppah that the husband should yarsh. So the Rosh says that that's a joke. This is chuppah shen roi labia. Physically not roi labia. The woman is half dead. She's holding by gesisa. So chuppah shen roi labia. Oh, here the girl is younger than 3 years old. So that's what the Mishlam Melech raises that issue. If Nisus... If this is the top line, if this is Lekoin Achelis Bichuma, if this is Lekoin after the age of 3, when this is Lekoin before the age of 3, Ein Achelis Bichuma, why? So you can say, because the Nisuan Anatchat, Nisuan have to be Roy Labia, physically Roy Labia. It doesn't have to be Roy Labia Al Pidin, even if she's a Chayv Yilav, and even if she's a Nida, that it's not Roy Labia, it will still be good. The Ramam holds Chupish and Roy Labia is an issue by Nida only, but not by Chayv Yilav. So the other Rishonim can learn Nisus Lekoin Achelis Bichuma, but younger than 3 now, because physically it's not really beer, not even 3 years old. Rashi doesn't seem to say like that, though. Rashi doesn't seem to say that if Nisus before the age of 3, it's not called Nisuin at all. No, it is called Nisuin. It would be Yorsha. He would yarshin her. If she dies, he would yarshin her. But the reason why Midirabbanan made a distinction between an arusa and a chelas betruma and the nisu is a chelas betruma, because there may be simpon, she may have a mom that he's not aware of. And only when they're going to be together, when they're living together, then he'll see whether he has a mom, whether she has a mom or not. So even if she had nisu and alpidin, which is not royal abiyah, so they're not going to be together, the Rashi says the hashash is still there. That is Rashi saying. This is the gang salka daitach shenichtus l'chupa l'nisu and achavus b'truma, ava p'chusim ibas shavah shanim en chupasa machilasa. Why? Ha'ove ein b'yasa abiyah. What does he mean? En chupasa machilasa, ha'ove ein b'yasa abiyah mean the chupa is not koina, because it's not royal abiyah, like the chuvas arash. But he meant no. The whole reason why machilasa, because after they're living together, there's no chashash simpon. But here they're not able to live together. They're not able. So the chupasa is chupa, but the chupa is not machilasa. Rashi didn't say ain't chupasa chupis. Ain't chupasa machilasa. Well, baby, also bio. So there's still a chashash of simpon. So the Mishnah Melech talks about this. The two ways to read this Mishnah. It's a Mishnah neither. This is the kind of chelas betruma only after three, before three not. Why not? Is it like the Rosh said? Because chupa shenavuy labia physically is not called the chupa; it's just not kaina. Or no, because of the chashash the rabbanon. But minatar there really is an issue. Yeah, someone wanted to make a comment. Yeah, Taisus on Amid Aleph raises a question over here, a very strong question. Why does this a Mishnah need the? Why does the Mishnah repeat the same thing twice? It says, "V'chayov malam shemeshes ish," because biyasa biya, chayov malam shemeshes ish. Then he repeats again later, "In bo le'echad mikol arayi shabatar mumasam al yod." So eshes ish should be included in bo le'echad mikol arayi shabatar mumasam al yod v'hi p'tura. So why did you have to single out chayov malam shemeshes ish separately? So Tosis gives two suggestions. So one of the suggestions is very interesting. One of the suggestions in Tosis says Chayav Alam Shemeshes Ish is a hemshach of the previous line. Bashal Shemeshem is Kadeshes Bibia. Okay, because Biyasa Bia, Haydei Avia, fine. V'imbole Al Yavam Kinoa, because Biyasa Bia, and Bole Al Yavam Kinoa, I have to say Chayav Alam Shemeshes Ish. That's a chiddush in Hilchas Yibum. One might have mistakenly thought that even though Biyasa Biya, and if the father marries the daughter off, Aydei Kiddushi Biya, it'll be good Menatora, she'll do the Biya, the father gave the Das, it'll be Biyasa Biya, it'll be Kiddushin Deraisa. But one might have incorrectly thought, that by Yibum, if the girl is a Ketana, it's not Koina. Even though Biyasa Biya, maybe there's a din that you can't, if the father marries her off, but maybe Ein Ishus L'Ketana. And Tesis quotes, there is such a Gemara later, Daf Yutes Amin Aleph, and again, too, Akotot. It's Gedai to take a look in that Gemara. That's a famous Gemara. Gemara there talks about the din, Boyrish Lokish, here, six lines on the top of Yutes Amin Aleph. Boyrish Lokish, there's a parsha in Mishpatim about Kim Karish's Bita La'oma, a father, mean father, he sells his daughter as an Oma Ivriya. He's not a normal person. Which normal person tells the daughters that I'm a real? By the Sfardim, they have someone recently gave me a tshuva sefer by one of the recent gedolim from this. I think from the 1800s. I'm not sure. So they have such a story. The father sold the daughter as an amavriyah. That's wild. There's no din of eved ivri bisman shein al yovel noig. So there's no din that doesn't exist bisman is that yovel is not noig bisman is that. So there is no din of amavriyah. So not that he sold his daughter as an amavriyah. The father has a right to sell a daughter as an amavriya, so that shows the Maisei Adar Shalo. That's how the Gemara said. So he sold her. He had the rights, the Maisei Adar, so he sold her that she should be a secretary in someone's business. Or she should wash the dishes by somebody else, and they should pay him the salary. So the daughter's living by somebody else. I'm a sugar and a husband. Daughter's living by somebody else. And the salary that she earns, the Odon, who is not the Odon, he's the employer. So the father has such a nine father. I'm a sugar father. Has such a nine father. So that one of the gedolim, somebody in California gave me. He put out this Shadrach Chuvas by one of the Sfaradishim gedolim. So he gave me a copy when I was just in Los Angeles last month. Yeah, so if I was reading on the plane back 2 months ago, and I came back, I was reading on the plane this funny Chuvah. So the Gemara has such a shaila. Boy Rish Lakish. So there's an institution of Yud Amo Ivriya. If I sold my daughter, it's an Avla Gedol, I sold my daughter to someone else, so there's a din, Asher Lo Ya'odah. Lo Ya'odah, it's written Lamed Aleph, and it's a Kriya Ksiv, we read Asher Lo Ya'odah, Lamed Vav. Asher Lo Ya'odah, it's a mitzvah, really, Odom should be Miyai, the girl. Unless it's unreasonable. The girl is only 10 years old, and the Odom is 60 years old. That's not a good shidduch. Too big an age gap between the husband and the wife. So we wouldn't recommend. But the guy is 60 years old. So he has a son who's only 15 years old. So maybe there's a din of Yud HaBein. So the Pasuk says, if he's too big an age gap between the Odon and the girl, so that's not reasonable that he should do Yud. But what about Im Lebno Yadeno? So there's a din of Yud HaBein. Fine. It's a din of Yud HaBein. How exactly do you do Yud HaBein? So the Lecha Mishnah and the Rambam points out in Hilchas Abanim, it's a machlokes Rashi and Chumash and the Rambam. I forgot already who says what. One of them says, the son says, Hareat Mi'uedes Li, because my father purchased you as an Amar Ria, so I have the right to be married. Hareat Mi'uedes Li. And the other Rishon insists, no, the father has to say, Hareat Mi'uedes Li B'ni, because I bought you as an Amar Ria, so I have a right to.
Mm-hmm. So that the Lecha.
Huh?
Even the son is a God.
Yeah, because the son can't do it. The son is not the balabas over here. Only the father has to. The son has to agree. So he can't marry off his son against his wishes. So now the Gemara has a suffix. Boy, Reish Lakish here, 6 lines from the top. What if the son is before bar mitzvah? Do you say b'no amar achman and b'no koldu? This is famous from the Rebar Barzilai. There's a tshuva in the Maharik. He quotes the Rebbe Barzilai was a Rishon who lived in the days of the early Rishonim. The early Rishonim by the Sfardushin, not by Rashi and Taisa. So the Rebbe Barzilai is quoted as having said that the father can marry off his son who's only 10 years old if it's a knockout shidduch. This is such a marvelous shidduch. So the father can give a ring to the girl, say, let's say the girl is 20 years old and the son is only 10. But such a gewaldige shidduch is absolutely the best shidduch in the world for him. So the Rebbe Barzilai has a chiddush. He says zochen li adam shalai b'fanav. He says zochen for a katan also. So they ask, it's against all the Mishnais. The Mishnais say a katan can't be married. A katan is never married. According to the Rebbe Barzilai, zochen li adam shalai b'fanav. You could be. That's a machlokes harishanim later. Can you do? You apply zochen li adam that we did talk about? Do you apply zochen li adam shalai b'fanav by das kiddushin? The Gemara, the original Mishnah, where's the first Mishnah about Zochel Adam Shalai B'Fanav? He said it's a Mishnah in Erevin. When you want to make an Eruvi Chatzeris, so you have to have a box of matzahs that's on the shutfas by all of the people. So either you have every, unless you have 100 tenants in a building, the Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, each one gives a roll, each one gives a matzah. You're going to have 100 matzahs. You're going to have a gigantic basket. You have to put everything in one kli. If it doesn't fit one kli, put another kli. So you're going to have 100 matzahs, 100 rolls. Who has room to keep all this? The easier is, instead of having each of the 100 people, if you have 100 tenants, so 99 tenants have to give a matzah, the tenant in whose apartment the eruv is sitting, he doesn't have to give a matzah. He lives there. He doesn't have to give a matzah. The 99 other tenants who don't live there, they leave a matzah in his house, and that is considered as if they also live in his apartment. So all 100 live in the apartment. One lives in the apartment, on derech hapshat. He really lives there. You have the nan then I live out there Hadrash, because they left. That's Takana Shleiman Melech, that you need an Eruv Chatzeris. So who wants to have 100 matzahs, 100 rolls? So we streamline it. We buy one box of matzahs from the store. One box of matzahs, you have to have 18 grogris, 6 kibetzim, not so much. One box of matzahs has 6 kibetzim in it. And I give it to another Jew and I say, pick it up, a tefach, and have a mind to be kind of shooter. So all the people who live here, all the Shem Shabbos who live here now, whoever's going to move in until next Pesach. So they will shoot him in the box of matzahs. So the Mishnah says, I don't have to consult the other 98 tenants in the building. One person buys a box of matzahs, gives it to another person. He doesn't have to give it to one of the members of that building. He can give it to any other person also. Self-mamish lefanav doesn't have to be one of the people who lives in the building. So the Mishnah says, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. You have a share in the matzahs if you want. You can eat as much of the matzahs as you want. And you have, now you're allowed to carry. And it doesn't limit, doesn't give you any restrictions. I can't make an eruv tchumen for you that you should go to the east, because you may want to go to the west. You may not be happy with the eruv tchumen to the east. You really wanted to go to the west. So that the Mishnah says, you don't say, Zachalan Mishlav Fanav, to make an eruv tchumen without consulting the person in advance. If he says, I want it, okay, then it's Zachalan Mishlav Fanav. He tells you that's what he wants. But to make an eruv chatzeres, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. The Mishnah says, you can be kind of shutfus in the box of matzahs. So that's the original din of Zachal Adam Shlav Fanav, to be kind of a maton on behalf of somebody.
Do you still say Zachal Adam Shlav Fanav if they themselves say, for whatever reason they have, that they don't want the air? Let's say,
no.
Right nowadays, like in Tel Aviv, people don't want Shabbos elevators because they don't want religious people to move in. So let's say they don't want the air because they don't want religious people to be there. Would that be
usher
to do Zachal
Adam Shlav Fanav? Yeah, if I do Zachal Adam Shlav Fanav, I give a matana to someone to be kind of if someone is not here. Then the guy comes, I don't want a matana. He doesn't want to be indebted to me. So whenever you do an act of zochin and the person finds out that they did a schi on his behalf, he always has a right to be moicha. If his instinctive reaction is that he's moicha, he canceled the whole zochin. The only time you say zochin is if it seems that it's l'toivasai, from the perspective of the present, it looks like it's going to be l'toivasai. So then we say zochin sets in. And then, when he first finds out about it, he has the ability to be moicha. But if his first reaction is, I don't want any erev, it's going to cause problems, then he ruins the whole zochin. Or if you think in advance that he wouldn't want it, it would appear we know in advance he doesn't want the erev because he doesn't want religious people moving in. So then you have no right to say zochin at all. So the original din of zochin is, I want to give a matana to someone who's not here. So I give the matana to someone who is here, he's zeichem to have the other person. So that's what the Ksaisachashin came up with, an Einfal. He thought it's a Rajbo like that. He coined an expression, you only say Zochin Li Adam, you don't say Zochin Me Adam. Means like this, let's say I have this old Gemara. The old Gemara is second-hand Gemara, okay. How much is it worth? $5. How much is it worth? Let's say a Meshugana comes. One day I'm not here. I'm in Eretz Yisrael for a week. A Meshugana comes, he wants to buy Rabbi Shechter's Gemara for $20,000. I'll give you all the sparim in my office for $20,000. I don't need them. I don't need that. Give me the $20,000. But the question is, do you say Zochin Mei Adam? The original Ksei style is only say Zochin Li Adam. You can be Kaina Matana on behalf of someone. But to take away, whenever there's Das Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. So I'm the Das Makna. I want to give the present to Pliny who's not here. So you just need that it shouldn't be Bal Korcha. You don't need Das Kaina. But to sell my Gemara, you need Das Makna. So maybe you have the right to say Zochin, we need Das Makna. So that's, the Tzeis came up with such a Chiddush. He claims he has a Rashba in the middle of Nedarim who says like that. Chazanish says there is no such Rashba, and it's not true. There never was such a Rashba, it's not true. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Ohanan, this is his yeshiva, she was Rabbi Yitzchak Ohanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Ohanan has tshuvas. When the rabbi sells the chametz on behalf of the balabatim, so there's always some balabas who forgot to ask the rabbi to sell the chametz on his behalf. So the practice by many Rabbanim is, they tell a guy, we're selling you all the chametz of all the people assigned on the sheet, and in addition, we want to sell the chametz on behalf of those who forgot to ask us. They're members of our community. They forgot to ask us to sell the chametz for them, but we're doing them a favor. So we assume that you even say Zochin Mei Adam against the Ksais. So the question is, all right, maybe say Zochin Mei Adam, because all you need is Das Makna, but by Kiddushin you need a higher level of Das than by Das Mekar HaMemka. So maybe you have no right to say Zochin Li Adam Shleim Gafanov by Kiddushin. So that's a Machlekes later. The Rush quotes. Machlekes, I think, is the second paragraph in the Mems. If the man kept on hinting to people that he's chalishing to marry this girl, but he never asked anybody to serve as a shliach for him. He just keeps on dropping hints. He's chalishing. He'd like to marry the girl. So someone goes and they say, Pliny would like to marry you. We want to give you a ring. Hariyah Mukudesh is to Pliny. And she agrees. So do you have the right to say Zochin Li Adam Shleim Gafanov on Kiddushin? So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim later. And even if you hold that you do have the right to say Zochin Li Adam Shleim Gafanov, that's a question, giving a get, many hold, Rab Chaim has a Rambam, the Das HaBal to give a get needs a higher level of Das than the Das HaBal by Kiddushin. So maybe you don't have the right to say Zochin Li Adam Shleim Gafanov to give a get. That was the shaila in Europe. After the First World War, there were people who were missing in action. There were Jewish soldiers who were missing in action. And they had children, so there was no shaila of chalitza. But the wife didn't know whether the husband is alive or dead. So if he's dead, so she's an almana, so she's allowed to remarry. If he's alive, and he's in a prison somewhere, a held prisoner, and maybe he's in a hospital on his deathbed or something, there was no contact at all, and years go by, so the woman is an aguna. So one of the gdolim came up with this einfam. The husband doesn't have his wife anyway. The husband, he may be dead, he may be alive. Even if he's alive, he's not with his wife. We don't know where he is. So maybe we can say, Zochanan B'shalai B'fanav, the husband, we're doing a teva for the husband. The husband would certainly want to give his wife the ability to go remarry. He doesn't have her anyway. So one of the gdolim in Europe came up with that einfam. You can write a get on behalf of the husband, even though he never authorized us to. You can say zochin mei odam even for the das gerish. So that was a chiddush that was not really accepted. Rav Herzog writes in his tshuvas and Hechel Yitzchak, and any choleim afilu, I would never even dream of relying on that opinion, because the next thing you know is that someone will write a get for the husband when he's sitting in prison in Medina Yisrael. They put husbands in prison sometimes. When they're supposed to give the wife a get, they don't. So the people sitting in prison for over 50 years, they refuse to give the wife a get. So the next thing you know, Rav Herzog writes, someone's going to write a get when it's clearly against the wishes of the husband. So that for sure is not good. You can't say zochen over there. So different degrees of where you say zochen and shlo b'fan. So the read by Barzilai is quoted by the Chuvas Marik as having this chiddush. The father knows best what's for the children, sometimes. Sometimes the father and the children are different wavelength. The father is not observant, and the children are observant. So the children want a different kind of a girl. The father would never dream that that's the kind of a girl that his son needs. He doesn't know. His son is a yeshiva guy and he needs a certain kind of a girl. The father thinks he should marry a girl like he married. So, but let's say the father does know, and he picks out a girl for his son, and it's takas chutz. So the Rebbe Barzilai came up with a chiddush that he says zochen liyadam shalei befanav to marry off the son, even though the son is a katan, he's before bar mitzvah. What's a din zochen on behalf of a katan? Works min haTorah or works min the Rabbanan? Machlekes Rishonim, two girsos in Perigas Neshach, where the zochen on behalf of a katan works min haTorah, min the Rabbanan. So the Rashi and Tosfos hold, but the Machlekes is basically the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. So Rashi and Tosfos holds that tzchi mitam shlichas. So there's no shlichas lekotten, so tzchi lekotten is only midirabban. And the Chacham Svara, they have a hoichachah from the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, that tzchi is la mitam shlichas. So that's the big nafkemina, where the zochen lekotten works menatar midirabban. Yeah. That was a shayla, the Beis Din in Tzfat, over a year ago. Beis Din in Tzfat, 2 years ago. Beis Din in Tzfat, the husband was, a girl got married, and then they didn't, I don't know if they had children, I forgot already. And the husband was in an accident, and he's now a vegetable. He's laying in the hospital, he's a vegetable. So there's no life at all. The girl is young, she's only in her 20s, she's going to be an aguna for the rest of her life till the husband dies. So that's terrible. The Beis Din in Tzfat decided, they're going to write a get on behalf of the husband who's a vegetable. They're going to give the get to the wife because we're doing a favor to the husband. What are you doing a favor to the husband? Who says that it's a favor? They're zok that it's a favor. So I was just in Eretz Yisrael, they said that the Rabbanut overturned that psak. They passed on that the get is not valid. I said in advance that the get is not valid. The guy wrote 100 pages to explain why the get is good. So part of what he wrote, he quoted what I wrote in the Beis Yitzchok, and he explains why he disagrees with what I said. I disagree with him. I think he's wrong. I'm older than him. Yeah.
If it's not mitam shlichus, what is it? Supplementing the guy's das? The cotton's das?
Not midin shlichus. Midin shlichus means that when I give you the present to be kind of for Pliny who is not here, it's considered shluchos shlarim kemoisai, as if yotchakiyot, as if he did the maisikinyan, and therefore he's kainah. And he says, Chiyah lamitab shlichus, it's a no chiddush. You can do the maisikinyan, and it has a chalois for him. Usually when you point to shliach, it's not that you did the maisikinyan, and it's chal for him. The Maisi Kinyan relates to him. Shluchah Shlom Kamasa is considered as if the Mishaleach made the Maisi Kinyan. But if Tzchiya Lamin Tam Shlichas, then it's a new Chiddush. You can make a Maisi Kinyan and the Chalos will work for the other person.
We talked about earlier in the year with Noda Yehuda, who says that a Katan, you can't use Das Machna, let's say the woman is older, because it's not Kiga, there's no Kiva. So it's Lamin Tam Shlichas, and the Chiddush is that someone else can make a the
king
for you,
then
also would be a violation of
ki. That's a strong point. That's a very strong point. If schia is mitam shlichas, so it's considered as if I made a shlich. But if he says shlich, but then a cotton can't have a shlich, and a cherish can't have a shlich either. Over here, this guy who's a vegetable, cherish out of a cotton can't have a shlich. But if he says schia la mitam shlichas, so if he says la mitam shlichas, so you have a chiddush. That it works. Chia, you have a pasuk somewhere that chia works by mominus. They say that it's good by kiddushin. He does the ma'aseh kiddushin and it's chal for someone else. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe the chiddush akro that zoch not mishlei b'fanav, that one person can make the kinyan and the effect will, the kinyan, the chalos will take effect for someone else. Maybe that's only by mekach hamemka, by mominus, not by yishus. Yeah. The Gemara has such a din. Okay, Mekodesh Medina. We learned that Gemara, right? This is learning from Mekodesh Medina means it's matan mois to ploni al pit zivu yi is considered as if you did a matan mois to me. And the Rama doesn't agree because the Rama holds that by Orev that's not how it works. Orev is mishtabed b'li kinyan klal. Not that the matan mois to ploni to the loive is considered as if they had done a matan mois to the Orev. The Rama says beferish not in Perikid Alf and Hilchas Mechira. So the Rambam learns, Orev just means Bahi Anoit. The Kodesh is because Anoit Kikesef. Yes, yeah, so that thing Gemara said, there's such a din of Orev. But over here, there's Mamish from thin air. So the Rabbanut, I was told, just overturned that psak that the guy had. Last year, the word was that I think a year and a half ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael in May, before Shemitah. So they said, the Rabbanut can't overturn it, because the only time the higher Bezdin can overturn a psak from a lower Bezdin is if the Baldin, who lost in the Din Torah, comes to complain. He presents a complaint. The husband is a vegetable, so the husband can't complain. So they told me now that the Shaila is, everybody's considered a Baldin here. Everybody wants to know, can they marry this girl or not? So since everybody's considered a Baldin, so people, he gives you tfiya to a higher Bezdin, and it's considered a taina from the other tzad she can get, and the Rabbanut overturned the psak. So Nachamah, the boy Reish Lakish, the Gemara has a Shaila. Let's see how this Reba Brazile fits into the Gemara. Boy Reish Lakish, Maush and Miyad Adam Lebino Katan. The push at the reading in the Gemara is that the father does the yud, not that the son does the yud. The Lachamishna said it's a machlekes Rashi ala Torah, and the Rama who does the yud habein, whether the father says or the son says. The simple reading in the Gemara sounds like the father does the yud. Do I say b'no marchman and b'no koldu? Dimi l'b'no yodena doesn't say whether the son is passed by mitzvah before by mitzvah. So the father has the ability to be miyai the om hivriya to his son who is a cotton. Oydil mano b'no dumi didei ma'u godl a b'no godl. Just like the father is after bar mitzvah, otherwise he wouldn't be able to buy the om hivriya. So he, the father, has the ability to do yud. Asher lo yod olam edvav a kriy uksiv asher lo yod. He should have done yud liatzmo, and if it's a big age gap and he doesn't want to do yud, not right to do yud, so the b'no yodeno, a b'no has to be a godel also. So what's the din? What's the din? Is there a din of yud l'b'no yikotna not? Omer abzeira toshma. There's a pasuk, yabin achrei mois and kidoshin. So achrei mois has a list of all of the forbidden marriages, the iser, and then in kidoshim it has all the punishments. So in Kedoshim it tells you when you chayv this misa, that misa, the other misa. So it says in Achrimois, you should meet Baal Eishasish, and then it says, Eishasheinav Haseishasish, Hashem Haseishasheya, Mos Yamas Hanoef Hanoyof. That's in Parshas Kedoshim when it gives you all the punishments. So the Gemara has a drasha, the Tanoim, have a Bryce and Taurus Kohanim, they have a drasha on every word. Ish Hashina Faseshish, Hashina Faseshish Riyu, Bosi Masana, so Ish Prat Lekotan. If the one is boiled Eishasish, is before Bar Mitzvah, he's not Chayim Misa. So all the Rishonim ask, why do you need a pasuk? Tosa says, ish prat b'kotan, the second Tosa. Kotan is that, is Allah baranshin. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a kotan habo ala gdoilo is not chayim misa, the kotan is Allah baranshin. So that's a good kash. That's a strong kash. Ish prat b'kotan, it worked to root someone out. Asher if I say, ish prat la ish is kotan. She has the word ish as the connotation of a bar mitzvah. Asher if I say, ish prat la ish is kotan. If the girl is married to a cotton, then a bo'aleh is not chayim misa. Frek di gemore, v'i amrit, miyayid, if he say, miyayid odem, l'bino cotton, mekeim atzinu ishis l'cotton, how can the pasuk say that if you mezane with an ishis ish, who's married to a cotton, there's no misa? Why shouldn't there be misa? If miyayid odem, l'bino cotton, so there should be misa. It doesn't make any sense. So what are you proving? Velamai, ain't a miyayid. So you see, the pshat must be that ainam yayid l'bino katan. So the Gemara says, if so, am I coming by it like crop? What do you need a pasuk to be mine? The Gemara said, maybe I should say b'no dumi didei mahu godla b'no godl. The Gemara is not sure. So now the Gemara wants to prove from this brisa the fact that the brisa has a pasuk that says one is mezana with an eshes ish who is married to a katan. There's no einish misa, eishes ish patla eishes cotton. So they ask, "I amrit me if the din is adam yayid lemino cotton." So there should be misa. So what's pshat in the pasuk? There should be einish misa. Bela mai. So what are you trying to insist? Einam yayid. That's the answer. Einam. But why is einam yayid? Because beno dumi didei, and madi mahu gorla beno gorl. So what do I need a pasuk to say that there's no chi of misa? I know from the Bino Dumi Didei that they're not married at all. The Kiddushin are not Tobson. So am I coming might like Kro? So Gemara says, shouldn't I say, Faket Tiv Shimino Demeyayit, Demeyayit? Shouldn't I say, from this pasuk it would appear that O Demeyayit Lebino Katan, he can, and nonetheless, Akzeris Akos, Bachok, we don't know why, even though O Demeyayit Lebino Katan, but they're not Chayiv Misa, for some funny reason. Omer Avashi, no, he gives in the wind. This is the line that Tosis quotes. And I daf on that. Rav Ashi, no, pshat is like this. That pasuk, eishes ish pat leishes cotton, goes on a different case. Hocha biyovim ben teshishanim emercha bo yivin taskinam. A man died and leaves no descendants, no children, no grandchildren. So his wife needs yibum. He has a younger brother. So the brother is 9 years old. So ben teshishanim emercha is biyosadiyo. But he's not a bardas. Until he's bar mitzvah, but you don't have to be a bar das. You have to be a bar das to do yibum. The din is a yibum is kind of bay me yonis, bay me rotum, bay me aboy yavinta, bay me yonis, bay me rotum, bay me shegig, bay me mezit. The man thought he's bar lishta, and then it turned out he was bar yavinta. He didn't realize it. He's kind of believed that. So if the whole reason why a cotton can't be mekadosh anisha is because he's a la bar das, so it shouldn't apply to yibum. So that's what Rav Ashi says. Amar Rav Ashi, pshat is hocham biyot. This pasuk is needed. Eishes ish patla eishes cotton. That if the eishes ish is married to a cotton, in atchay misa, it goes on the following case. B'yovam ben teishan v'yamechad, abo yivim taskin im mederaisa chaz yalei. There is zika in b'yosad biya, and you don't need das. So ma'u detema, one would have said, given the meraisa chaz yalei b'yosad biya, put two and two together. She's kuka to the cotton, and he's more over 9 years old, and you don't need das for yibum. I would have thought that the yibum is kind of a boal lam is chayv keishes ish. I would have thought the kiddush and atopsin, the yibum is chal, and she becomes an eishes ish, a full-fledged eishes ish. Kamash malon, that there's no chiyiv misa. So what's the kamash malon? So that's a famous machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos on the daf. So Rashi learns katan al boi vimta is kind of in a Torah. Because katan ben teisha emech, Akzeris HaKosub, that there's no Misa. Tosfos says, what do you mean Akzeris HaKosub? But the Gemara said, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara said before, if Adam Yayid Libin Okotan, so what does the Pasuk say there's no Misa? What's Akzeris HaKosub, middle of nowhere? It doesn't make any sense. You shouldn't darshan a drasha that doesn't make any sense. That was what the Gemara said before, V'i Yamit Miyayid, Kem Atzinu Ishis L'Kotan. Why do you say that she's not Chayiv Misa? Why does the Gemara say it's Akzeris HaKosub? So see, the Gemara holds, it doesn't make sense to make Akzeris HaKosov in the Belt Arayim. It doesn't make sense. If there really is Ishus Lekotten, so she should be Chayiv Misa. That's Tosfos Tain against Rashi. Mederaisa Chazilei, Pirish Bekuntris, Skukula B'yosu B'yelucho Adol, the Kenor B'yosha the Tamilo. Rashi says the katan boyavim is kaina, because biyasad biya and you don't need das. So Taisa says no, the katan boyavim is only kaina midirabbanan. It's not kaina minatur. So Taisa learns that's what the pasuk means. Eishes ish patla eishes katan. That's what the pasuk tells me. That katan haboyavim to is not kaina. It's not kaina. Not like Rashi that despite the fact that he is kaina because you don't need das, you don't need kavana by yibum. And his bentation and yemechod, despite the fact that the yibum is chal and he's kaina, there's a ptur from misa. No, that's what the pasuk tells you. The katan shabal yelimta is not kaina, and that's the mishnah. That's what Tosis quotes from Yevamah daf tzadik vav. You see, in parentheses, says Yevamah daf tzadik vav. So they quote a mishnah. Also, bias bentes. The rabbis declared when a bentation shani yemechod is bal yelimtoi has the same status like a maimer begodol. What is maimer? Maimer begodol means my brother dies and he leaves no children and he leaves an almana. So min haTorah I do yibum or chalitza. Min the rabbana you're not allowed to do yibum until you first do maimer. I have to give her a ring and say Ari mukadesh li b'tabazu and then I can begin to do the yibum. So that din that you do maimer, the yavam should be mekadesh the yavam before it does the bia. That's only an invention min the rabbana. The Shammai hold in Yavam is Dav Chav Tetz. Shammai hold Maimer is Koyne Min HaTorah. A long discussion. Yeah, and we don't pass like Bisham. We pass like this. So the Maimer only exists mid the Rabban. It's an invention mid the Rabban. Doesn't work at all. So the Loshana Mishnah and Dav Tzadik Vov and Yavam is Osu Bias Pentes. The rabbis declared that a Kotna Boy of Imtoi is the same status as Maimer Begodl. Just like when a Godl does Maimer, it's only Kiddushim mid the Rabban. Min HaTorah, nothing is Chal. So to when a katan boya bimtoi is only kaina midirabbanan. On the level of the raisa, he's not kaina. On the level of the raisa, katan boya bimtoi wasn't kaina at all. You have to wait till he'll be bar mitzvah that he should be able to do the chalitza. And if he did boal yavimtoi, so midirabbanan he's kaina. So you need a chalitza and a get. You need a get le biyosai. You need a chalitza le zikosai. So that's what they declared. Also, bias bentes of the cotton boy vimta, they declared with the rabban you need a get and chalitza, just like maimer begodol. Let's say my brother died and I want to do yibum and I give the yavama a ring. I say Ariam mekudeshes lisim and atar it's not chal with the rabban and it is chal. Then either I or she change our mind. We're not going to go through with the yibum. So I have to do. I have to give her a get because I gave her the kiddushin. I gave the maimer. And on the level of the raisa, the get is meaningless and the maimer is meaningless. On the level of the raisa, I have to do chalitza. So you need both chalitza and get. By maimer begodl, you need chalitza min haTorah, you need a get min the rabbanon. So the Mishnah sounds like this says, also the rabbis declared, they made a chumrah, bias bentes, you also need a get and a chalitza. Min haTorah, all you need is the chalitza, because the bias bentes is nothing. And mid the rabbanon, they declared the bias bentes is kodesh, so you need a get le biyosai, and the chalitza lizikosa. So that's Tosis Taina against Rashi. Rashi holds that the katan habol yavimtoi is kaina min haTorah, but it's just exeris hakasev that you potter from misa. So how does he read the Mishnah in Yavamis that says also bias bentes kemaim ebigol? That's Tosis Taina against Rashi. So when we learned this Gemara, Rav Soloveitchik suggested. This Hallelujah Sheyansa, you got to be a genius to come up with this one. He thought that perhaps, according to Rashi, the get and the chalitza are both min haTorah by the bentes. Why both min haTorah? The pasuk that says that you're not chayiv misa. What is it? Just a chok? You're not chayiv misa. She's a full eishesish. You're not chayiv misa. No, pasuk is megala that it's slightly incomplete issues. Tosis claims that the pasuk is megala that it's not kind at all. Katan boy vinta is not koine at all. So Rashi holds no. It's koine, but not legamre. Not to the extent that there should be a chiyuv misa. So to the extent that the katan boy vinta has issues, he's koine, so to that extent the zika disappears. The mikzas that he's not koine, so to that extent the zika is still there. So you need a get le zika, you need a get le biyosai, min haTorah, because katan boy vinta is koine min haTorah. You need a chalitza lizikosai, both on the level of the rice. Because to the extent that there's issues, the zika is cancelled, but the issue is not complete. Baraita the dochi of misa. The pasuk is not just a chok that is dochi misa. The pasuk means that the issues is not complete. Maybe that's the teretz on Rashi. But that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What did the Gemara answer? What did Rav Ashi say? So Tosfos says the pshat is katan boy vimta is not kind of beibul, not kind at all. That's what the pasuk does. Rashi says that is not kind of legamre. It's not kind of legamre. It's no chiyav misa, but he is kind. So now our Tosfos on Dat Yudam and Aleph, our Tosfos says, just to finish the sentence, our Tosfos says, you read that last line on Yudam and Aleph and the Gemara, and bole yavam kinoa, because biyosa biya, after the age of three, biyosa biya, v'chayav malam shomei shesish, unlike a kotna haboa yevimtoi, teishishani v'mecha, kotna haboa yevimtoi, before bar mitzvah, that I say, Tosfos holds, the whole, he's only kind of midirabbanan, also b'yes bentes, k'mayim agar is only midirabbanan, my Torah is not kind at all, but if the Yavama is a ktana over the age of three, then it will be kainim in atur. The pasuk is only memait eishes ish patla eishes cotton. A cotton doesn't have ish. A ktana can have ishes. V'haraya, the father can marry off, beat the ktana, so it'll be a full ishes. So you can have by Yavama also. You don't need das. After the age of three, be also beer. You don't need das. Aboy vinta ben mishegig ben mezid is cotton. See, she doesn't have to be bar mitzvah. And the xeris akasuv that Eishes ish, patla eishes cotton, that's only, there's no full ishes, there's no ishes for a cotton. But for a ktana, there is ishes. For haraya, a father can marry off his daughter, bito ktana. So that's what Tosfos says. The line means, v'chayavam amishem eishes ish, goes on, bo aleh, yavam. One might have thought mistakenly, just like a yavam cotton only has yibam midirabonim, and atar is not kaina. I would have thought the yavam ktana also is only kaina midirabonim. So kamashmal in the Mishnah, no. Yivam Maktana has a full ishes. Chayav Mala Mishem Eishes Ish. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, tomorrow we shall continue. Gotta run. Oh, today is Wednesday.
Yes.
So someone has to ascertain tomorrow. Tomorrow, Chumash.
Where was that? Where's that tomorrow?